You'd hardly know it from my field, from art history.
When organizers of the Buffalo Humanities Festival visit our studios, there's always plenty to discuss.
You know, we come out of it in you know, nerdy as we are.
Your word, not mine.
Professors David Castillo and Elizabeth Otto carry an overload of information during our conversation, as should be expected with an event which starts tonight and covers 3 days, a variety of venues, and a lengthy list of scholars and experts. All under one theme, revolutions.
And we love the Buffalo Humanities Festival because even though our work as professors on North Campus is really rich and exciting with the students, it's great to come into town and to do something with our friends and partners at other local colleges and universities and to reach out to the general public and to create an event that's fun and accessible and gets people thinking and talking. So that's the real purpose of the festival.
You know, so we talk about the Industrial Revolution, the French Revolution, the American Revolution, the Communist Revolution, but we also talk about the Copernican Revolution or the Print Revolution, and of course now the digital and social media revolutions.
That digital revolution will be taken to task by speakers tonight at the Downtown Central Library as they show the flaws in social media and how the algorithms of search engines have worked to reinforce racism. Presented by Humanities New York, the event begins at 6.
Well, let's talk about the theme then. Revolutions. Any trouble getting partnerships for that particular theme?
Oh, no. People are fired up and ready to talk about change, I think.
Okay.
Yeah, definitely.
Some of that fire is likely Friday night when Angie Thomas, author of the young adult bestseller The Hate U Give, serves as the spotlight speaker at the Albright Knox at 8 p.m.
It's allowing us to actually bring young people in a way that perhaps we haven't in the past. The emphasis of Angie Thomas' novel, The Hate U Give, is on the empowering effect of storytelling. And it's a call for young people to use their voice to denounce hate and to breach barriers in a way that brings us all together.
And that brings us to Saturday, when the venue shifts to Buffalo State, one of the event's partners, along with Canisius Niagara and UB's Humanities Institute. A day full of events begins at 10:30.
Yeah, and we keep adding, elements such as free beer from Community Beer Works, free music from the autonomous vehicles. We have performances. Libby can say something about our opening performance on Saturday. Very exciting.
Yeah, so the day on Saturday kicks off with California-based performance artist Dan Hoyle, and he does what he calls journalistic theater.
Then the core of the Humanities Festival begins with a plethora of panel discussions. Some of the titles, Has Me Too Sparked a Revolution? And Environmental Justice, Viewing Sustainability Through a Revolutionary Lens. The long list of provocative titles goes on, and it makes for a day of tough choices for festival attendees.
They sometimes are frustrated that they can't see everything at once, and they
that.
Want us to podcast it. But, you know, an important part of the festival is that it's, you know, real, spontaneous, and, you know, maybe you come with a bunch of friends and divide and conquer, and then over lunch from the West Side Bazaar, you can talk about what you learned and what you heard and have really good conversations by bringing your ideas together that way.
You can find a full list of events at buffalohumanities.org. For WBFO News, I'm Jay Moran.